We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Leave Judgment to God. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. So then, do not judge anything before the time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the motives of hearts. Then each will receive recognition from God. I have just read from the New English Translation. Chinonye received the Lord Jesus as a teenager and grew steadily in her walk with him. Because of this, she responded differently to difficult situations in life. Her colleagues at work often wondered why she remained calm and collected, quick to forgive even the most grievous offenses. When asked, she explained that while people may escape human judgment on earth, no one can escape God's judgment on the day of the Lord. This understanding helped Chinonye resist the urge to seek revenge, because she knew that God would judge all things in His time. To her, eternal judgment did not feel too long to wait, because she now had eternal life and the proper perspective of time. Scripture shows that there are times when the spirit of judgment comes upon believers, as willed by the Lord, to pronounce judgment against His enemies. See Acts 13:11. But such must always be under God's leading, never a product of fleshly desire for vengeance. Sadly, some believers have used spiritual authority to destroy people who could later have been a great blessing to them and to the world, simply because they wanted instant revenge. Think about Stephen. If he had used his authority to call down judgment on his executioners, there may never have been an Apostle Paul. See Acts 7, 58-60. Instead, Stephen prayed for their forgiveness, and one of them later became one of the greatest apostles of Christ. Go into today remembering these words. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. Romans 12:19, NIV. Prayer. Lord, help me trust your righteous judgment and never take vengeance into my own hands. Give me grace to forgive, just as Christ forgave me. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Daniel chapters 1 to 6. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.